Game one of the ALDS between the Indians and Yankees at Progressive Field. Jay Bruce coming over midseason from the Mets. He's ready for the playoffs. So is that man, Aaron Judge. Trevor Bauer on the hill for Cleveland looking for his first career postseason victory. Picking up in the third, 1-0 Indians. Bauer facing Chase Headley, getting help from his defense.
Breaking ball hit into the gap in left center field. Kicked his leg. And making the catch like he was born out there.
How about that? He never had to make that kind of a play the entire month of September.
Here's the 0-1. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball. Deep right field. Back is Judge, and that ball is a home run. Two-run shot for Jay Bruce. 3-0 Tribe. Garcia sets at the letters. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, line drive, left center field. Hicks tracking it, makes the catch. Tagging, heading for home, Ramirez. And he's in safely with a slide. Bruce has delivered again. 4-0 Tribe.
Bauer so confident, so much command. Here's the 3-2 delivery to Chase Headley. Strike three called.
Hicks with the ball well hit the other way. Chisenhall will turn it, play it off the wall.
First hit of the night after 5 1/3 hitless innings, and they're again on their feet. The pitch to Aaron Judge. Strike three called. 8 in the game for Trevor Bauer. He lost his no-hitter. He didn't lose his shutout.
The Indians blank the Yankees 4-0 to win game one of the ALDS. Trevor Bauer's no-hit bid lasted 5 1/3 innings. That's the longest in Indians postseason history. He ends up going 6 2/3 scoreless frames, striking out 8 for his first career playoff win. Game two, Friday at 5 Eastern, back at Progressive Field. Corey Kluber against CC Sabathia. The Indians win game one of the ALDS. Terry Francona spoke after the game.
Trevor pitched a very good game. But if he hadn't, it wouldn't change how we felt and for all the reasons we spoke about. But I thought Trevor from pitch one, you know, he had his breaking ball early and he had a good one. He had his life on his fastball. I thought he pitched in. I thought he pitched a terrific game.
My questions? Ken, we'll get you the mic.
Terry, how much is the no-hitter factoring in your decision-making there, if at all?
I mean,
versus pitch count? And,
trying to win the game. We're trying to win the game. I was not thinking about that one time. What I was thinking about is when runners start to get on, looking at Judge and Sanchez and trying to keep the tying run from being at the plate. That was our main focus.
Other questions? Jason, to your right.
What was your view on Bruce's home run, and did you think that was going out off the bat?
Well, I mean, I was blowing on it, so probably got some help. Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, he's a pretty strong kid, and, you know, he took such a good swing the first at bat when he drove that ball to left field. More often than not, when a guy hits the ball the other way with authority, he's on balance and he's doing some things right. And good thing he showed up tonight because he drove in all our runs. And I thought I think we only had 5 hits, but we did a good job of staying after him. You know, the first 5-6 innings, we were at least staying after him. We didn't get a real big hit to break it open, but we kept pressuring him.
To your left, Tito, Jerry.
Yeah, hey, Tito. You might have been a little caught off guard by the fact that there was sort of preliminary second guessing about your decision, but as a manager, have you gotten better over time, or with going with your convictions, I guess, is it easier over time when you have experience rather than worrying about what people might think?
You know what? I kind of live by you do what you think is right, and you answer the questions, and then in the morning, I don't run to see how I'm being perceived. You have to have the confidence of what you're doing, and it's not always going to work. You know, we can't win every game, but I was completely comfortable with our decision to do what we did for a number of reasons. Now, it's awful nice when Trevor goes out and pitches like he does, but I wouldn't have felt any different if they would have beat him.
To your far left, Tito, Ken.
Terry, you had talked about possibly Bauer coming back later in the series. Does the fact he went a little deeper maybe than you expected tonight change anything?
No. We'll adjust his routine, and obviously we'll check with him and see how he's feeling. But throwing's never been much of a hurdle for him. He's pretty resilient. But we'll alter his program. He's not going to have a side day like normal, things like that. And then we'll see when he feels like he could be available.
In the back left corner.
Terry, going back to Jay Bruce for a quick minute, I know that he came in and he didn't have a lot of postseason experience, but he came through in a big way for you guys. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, he's been in the postseason a few times back with Cincinnati. So I think he's excited for the opportunity. But he's a veteran guy. I don't think, you know, a game like tonight is going to be too big for him. I think he's more excited than anything.
Right here in the first row.
Kip joked that the first game you played him in center field, he didn't get a ball, and as soon as he went out, Greg got two. You didn't have to wait long tonight to get tested. What did you think of the play he made?
No, I thought that was good for not only for getting out, but I thought it was good for his confidence. And again, we wouldn't put him out there if we didn't think he was going to be fine, but it was still a nice play.
To your right, Tito.
Kind of stole my thunder, but I wanted to ask about the progression of Jason Kipnis and the great play that he made tonight.
What do you mean the progression? Like
the progression of how he's progressing in center field.
He's worked really hard at it every day, and he's been really conscientious about his work. And from the very first day, Millsy, who's been with him every day, said he's going to be just fine.
To your left, Tito Jordan.
You know, you've said multiple times that Trevor doesn't back down from challenges. Just what did you think of his composure in some of those moments, you know, after giving up the hit and then the battle with Judge?
I thought he pitched his heart out. I thought when the moment arose, he attacked it. You know, he embraced everything that was thrown at him tonight. His poise was tremendous. All the way around, he attacked the strike zone with all his pitches. He pitched in enough to get, you know, those big, strong guys from getting extended, and he had a great breaking ball.
Take one last one with Buster, and then Jay Bruce will come up here.
Terry, what'd you say to Trevor when you met him on the mound to take the ball, or did you get a chance to say anything to him after the game if he didn't there?
Oh, I just said, way to go, kid. I mean, that was pretty good pitching. But at the time, the game's not over, so your wheels are kind of spinning, you know, like, what's next? It's awful nice to be able to hand the ball to Andrew. But I just thought he pitched his heart out tonight.
Trevor Bauer's first career playoff victory. He goes 6 2/3 scoreless innings and spoke after.
I can remember a lot of games where I had better stuff. Actually, probably the best stuff I had was last year in Chicago, and I gave up 5 runs in like 5 1/3 innings. So I had good stuff. I located well. Mostly my curveball was good from the get-go. You know, I've done a lot of work in the off seasons on that pitch. I worked with the guys up a driveline on it, make sure it's a plus pitch for me. And you know, it really worked well from the outset tonight. So I think that was a huge difference maker.
The center aisle, Trevor.
Trevor, you were 2-0 in the regular season, pitched well against the Yankees, but we hear throw that out the window. The postseason's a different experience. But yet again, tonight, you didn't give up any runs. You dominated them. What's been the key to your success against them, regular season, postseason, whenever this year?
Yeah, you're always undefeated until you're not, right? So postseason, regular season, it's baseball. And you have to go out there and you have a plan going in. You have to go out there and try to execute it. They obviously have a very dangerous lineup. So, again, it was down to game planning. I think the staff did a tremendous job coming up with a game plan. Roberto called a heck of a game. I executed well, got away with some pitches. So, I had some fortune on my side tonight. And so it all culminates in a good night. You know, and now the goal is to go out and replicate it tomorrow night. Obviously, Kluber's on the mound and, try to win another game.
Right up front, Trevor.
Trevor, after a Judge gets on first and that strikeout, then Urshela starts the double play. Just what was going through your head at that point? Because it looked like, that you were just really on the groove after that.
Yeah, especially being first pitch after that, I think I got the double play. Every runner in postseason is big. You know, the momentum swings are a lot easier to come by in the postseason, you know, because one runner is so, you know, it's such a momentum swing. And especially like that, strike a guy out, he's on base, now I'm in the stretch. The next pitch could have been a hit, and now there's a rally going, you know. So getting that double play, having him turn it, obviously Gio plays tremendous defense at third. They turned that very quickly, and it helped me out a lot because it freed me up to then just go attack the next guy, and it wasn't a high-stress inning, and it could have been very easily.
In the third row, Trevor.
Trevor, leading off the third inning, I know that there wasn't going to be any potential damage done, but talk a little bit about Kipnis's grab leading off the third inning, because I know you showed a heck of a lot of emotion and tipped your hat to him.
Yeah, honestly, I think that's the biggest play of the game. At that point, it's a very close game. If he doesn't catch that, it's a double. And now you have your leadoff guy on second. And like I said, one base runner in the postseason is a momentum swing. So that takes a guy on second and a high-stress inning and turns it into nobody on and a low-stress inning, which is huge. So, yeah, I was pretty pumped up about that. And, I think there's some people that have kind of doubted his ability in center field, given that he hasn't played a whole lot out there. But hopefully that puts that narrative to rest. We all trust that he can go out there and play defense like that.
To your left, Trevor. Jerry.
Yeah, Trevor, just in hindsight, what did it mean to you personally to have a manager with a pedigree of Terry Francona to give you the trust to put you out there in a game one, especially when, you know, it was ahead of Kluber, who's this probable Cy Young guy?
I got a little taste of it last year. Obviously, there was different circumstances last year that was that we were dealing with. But so I guess to that point, it wasn't a huge shock or, you know, I had a little bit of experience with it, which made it easier to deal with. Obviously, having the confidence in me to start me is big. But like I said earlier, it's just baseball, you know, and whenever I pitch, the process is the same. You come up with a game plan, you talk about it, you get on the same page with everybody, you go out there, you try to execute it, and then the results are going to be what they are. And tonight was a good night for us.
To your right, Trevor, first row.
Trevor, you mentioned a couple of days ago that you were kind of depressed at the beginning of the year, not enjoying yourself. Does that make you appreciate this much, that much more, and make this much more satisfying?
In a way, I mean, this is satisfying on its own, regardless of my, you know, history or my personal life or whatever. Being able to come together with a group of guys and go out there and win on the biggest stage baseball has to offer is extremely satisfying. Maybe after the season, when I look back at it and reflect on the season as a whole, I'll have a better answer for that question. Tonight, I don't know exactly. I haven't had time to kind of analyze everything to give you a better answer than that.
We'll take a question from John, who will finish up with one or two more.
Trevor, you talked about the postseason and how momentum can swing so quickly in a game. Being through the postseason for the first time last year, were you able to take something from that, carry that over into tonight after experiencing that kind of situations?
Yeah, I think so. Like I said before, though, it's nothing necessarily consciously. Like, it's not like I look at last year and say, oh, I learned this specific thing, you know. It's more of just like a comfortability with the surroundings and the environment, knowing that the crowd's going to be into it. Like, so when I'm in the bullpen and they're announcing the starting lineups, you know, I'm playing catch. It's super easy to get, like, excited and amped up. Your heart starts beating pretty quickly. You have an adrenaline rush, and then it's very easy to let that kind of get out of control. Maybe you throw a little bit harder in the bullpen than normal. Maybe you are more distracting, you're more focused on the crowd noise than you are normally. So knowing those things were going to happen going into the game, I was a little bit more prepared to deal with them as they occurred. But again, that's something that I kind of realized in the moment. It's not something where I think, like, going in, like, okay, I'm going to have to do this or this or this. I'm just more prepared for the overall ambiance of the whole postseason.
Take one or two last ones. Ken, third row.
Trevor, as you're going through that game, does it register? I have a no-hitter going in the playoffs.
No, not at all. The mindset was to go out there as like a closer in the first inning, and put up a scoreless inning at all costs. And then if I was still in the game, do it again in the second inning, in the third, and on until I was taken out of the game. So no hitter or 10 hitter or whatever, that was the mindset. And, yeah, I never really strayed from that.
We'll take the last one to your left with Jordan.
Just how much did you enjoy, you know, going the first inning, being able to set the tone, kind of establish your pitches right there? You get strike out Judge and Sanchez, and it looked like you kind of took a moment to collect yourself right after that second strikeout.
I was a little off balance. I was kind of like falling, and so I kind of took a second just to catch my balance physically. But, yeah, it was big. Like, my curveball is good from the start. I've had quite a few starts this year where I spray curveballs around and I can't locate it where I need to until maybe the third or fourth inning. So I did a little bit more work on that in between starts, knowing that, again, the mindset being be a closer and go out there, and I may or may not get very deep into the game, but I need to have my best pitch working for me early.
Jay Bruce launches his third career postseason homer, first since 2012. He talked to the media after the game.
He's very committed to his craft. He takes a lot of pride in doing the work behind the scenes. I know a lot of people don't get to see that, but the preparation, the focus, and the, I don't even know the word for it, but he believes in what he's doing. And I think that is one of the things that make him most successful. And he is a competitor. He wants the ball. And I'm happy he's on my side.
To your left, Jay. Jordan?
Jay, just how much can you appreciate the move that Kipnis has had to make and all the work he's had to put in? And then just what do you think of that play he pulled off tonight?
I thought it was great, man. I thought it was great. You know, I think that with Jason making that move and being willing to make that move, you know, shows the selflessness that kind of embodies this whole team, in my opinion. You know, we have a lot of very talented players on the roster, and I think that it just boils down to, you know, how can we help the team the most? And, you know, Jason took it in stride, and, you know, especially coming off a hamstring injury, going out to probably the most physically demanding position on the field speaks volumes of him.
First row.
I'm guessing you didn't script the way this game unfolded, but if you had, could it have unfolded in much better fashion? And given the fact that it wound up actually being a quite close game, and your hits were the difference.
Yeah, you know, I think that's kind of the beauty of it all, is, you know, tonight it was me, tomorrow it could be any of those other 24 guys on the roster right now, and I think that, you know, that speaks to the depth and the quality of our lineup, of our team. And no, it couldn't have gone any better for us. I mean, you can't say enough about the job that Trevor and the rest of the pitching staff did tonight, and we were able to put some runs on the board. And, you know, they really never got to get anything going. You know, it's a dangerous team with all the guys that, you know, can leave the ballpark with one swing, the guys that run the base as well. I mean, they have a very dynamic lineup over there, and for us to shut them down tonight was important.
Back right.
Jason, it gets lost a little bit there with the hits, but coming, you know, facing Garcia as he's coming in there and trying to get the ball in play, how difficult of a challenge is that? And to get the result you did, I think you fell into an 0-2 count there. How satisfying of an at bat is that, even though it's, you know, it kind of gets lost, like I said, in those other hits?
Yeah, you know, Jaime and I have a lot of history. We faced each other a long time over in the NL Central when I was with the Reds, and he was with the Cardinals, and he's always been a very tough at bat for me. You know, he's a guy who changes a lot too. He has a lot of different pitches that he likes to use, and you know, he may like one more than another right now, and it was very, very important. You know, I'm very, very aware of how much runs are coming at a premium in the playoffs, and for us to get that, you know, that extra run up there was very, very important. And that's honestly all I was thinking about, is taking a professional at bat there and doing a job. I mean, you can't say enough about the way Jose Ramirez runs the bases. The guy is, you know, so he anticipates so well. And he was looking to get to that extra base there, and he made it possible. I mean, if he doesn't take that base, he doesn't take second, he doesn't take third, it's a fly out. So I'm very appreciative of that.
On the right aisle, Dave.
Hey, Jay, over here on your right side.
You've talked about in the past about the uncertainty earlier in the season for you when you're in New York and wondering how the season was going to unfold for you. And, sure. And since you've been with the Indians, it seems like each day is better than the one before it for you. Is it hard to believe sometimes that this has gone as well? And even going into tonight with the night that you had, I mean, who knows what, you know, the next thing is for you?
Yeah, you know, I honestly don't give myself a lot of time to, I guess, reflect when I'm doing it. I feel like I don't have time. And every single next day really demands your full attention and preparation. So I'm very, very fortunate to be here, though. I couldn't have fallen into a better situation. You know, obviously when you get traded and you're in the trade rumors, it's usually a contender or a team that's contending at the moment. And, you know, for whatever reason, I ended up here. And like I said, I know it sounds cliche, but, you know, I just want to do my part, man. And this has been a blast so far. This team welcomed me with open arms. And for, you know, me to come in and the transition be so seamless, I can't imagine that happens every time or for everyone. And to walk into a situation like this is something that, you know, you don't see very often.
Take a last one for Jay with Jordan to your left, Jay.
Jay, just when Tito, you know, made the decision to hold Kluber for game two, just what was the reaction among the players? And just when Tito has that track record, how much trust is there in the decisions he makes?
Well, I think first and foremost, it speaks volumes of the confidence that he and the coaching staff had in Trevor. And, you know, I don't know Tito too well. I obviously have gotten to know him for, you know, over the last month and a half or whatever here. But, you know, I do know that every decision he makes is very well thought out, and there's a method to his madness. And, you know, once the decision's made, obviously the questions start being asked, well, why? And, you know, to have your best pitcher be able to pitch two games in a 5-game series on normal rest, I would say gives you the advantage. And especially when you have a group of guys who have been pitching the way they've been pitching, you know, aside from Kluber, that makes the decision a lot easier. And I think that, you know, tonight kind of showed that, you know, that that advantage, you know, because coming off a good win tonight, it was a tough game. You know, obviously it was 4-0, but, you know, they were one swing away from being back in the game a few times. And, you know, our guys were able to shut them down. And being up 1-0 in a short series and having your ace coming in for game two, you know, bodes well, I think.
Game two coming up at Progressive Field on Friday. Corey Kluber on the hill.